New Mexico native Raul Midon is a guitar virtuoso, a songwriter, and a singer, and he's blind. His latest album, Don't Hesitate, is out now, and he is here in our studio. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you.
Well, and first of all, since you've got your guitar right there, why don't we just have you play the title track?
Here it is, Don't Hesitate. Don't hesitate, don't be afraid. It's only me, my brother. Don't hesitate, don't buy the hate. Just let it be, my brother. 'Cause when it comes to needing love, we're all the same. I've been all the way around the world and back again. I can't remember where the hell I am or where I've been. Even lost a little faith in my fellow men. Or maybe I lost my faith in me. Maybe I lost my faith, yeah. But then I hear a baby cry in a crowded street. I feel the helping hand of a stranger. And what about the people standing up on their own two feet when freedom and justice are in danger? So don't hesitate, don't be afraid. It's only me, my brother. Don't you hesitate, yeah. Don't hesitate, don't buy the hate. Just let it be, my brother.
What a treat. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you.
And people may be surprised to know that you don't have an entire band in here. It is just you.
Right.
And people have called you a one-man orchestra.
Right. Yeah. It's interesting. It started out as just being a kind of economic decision when I got to New York, and it became kind of a style and a taste and something that I do that I enjoy. I love playing with bands. I also really enjoy playing solo and having to generate all the energy, you know.
And what is it that you're doing there with your hands to create that percussion on the guitar?
Essentially, it's playing drums and guitar at the same time. So, you know, there's a sort of strumming that everybody does, and I both do both strumming up and down. And then there's the, so basically, I'm taking my hand and kind of hitting the strings, and there's a whole sort of method about where you hit the strings to get different sounds. So and then there's a kind of a bouncing technique that I do with my left hand, so that essentially it's like playing drums and guitar at the same time.
And let's talk about the message that you're bringing in that song and others on this album. It's not a lot of love songs. There are politics involved here.
Yeah, you know, I have written a lot of love songs in the past, and this is an album that I sort of created at home, and I think, you know, we are all multidimensional beings. So, I write about what I'm thinking about, what I believe in. I think we have a unique opportunity as artists to talk to people in ways that maybe they wouldn't listen if you didn't have a melody with it.
So when you say, when it comes to needing love, we're all the same, what are you saying in that song?
I guess, In a way, it's really a simple message that we really are one. We have a lot more in common than we have different with each other. And the individual is becoming more and more powerful in a sense in this world. You know, we all have access to information. Well, many of us, not everybody. We have the ability to influence people as individuals, I think, in a way that we never did before.
Now, there's another thing that our audience can't see, besides the fact that you don't have an entire band in here with you, and that is that you can't see yourself. You're blind.
Right, right.
Was it more difficult to do this work because of that, or is it easier in a way because your ears are probably more sensitive than people who can see?
The only thing I can say about that is I don't know what it would be like to see because I've never seen. I can't imagine that it's easier. I not only sort of wrote and played and sang the music on this record, but I produced it and engineered it myself. And anybody that's ever had anything to do with digital audio uses a mouse. I mean, that's just what you do.
Right.
So I had to do it without a mouse. And
how did you do that?
There is a program that I use called Cakewalk, and there is another program which is an adaptive technology called Cake Talking, which is some scripts that were written in order to allow Cakewalk to talk to you and to give you information that's on the screen in speech. So it's very complex because when you're dealing with digital audio on that level, you're dealing with a lot of information.
Well, Raul Midon, we have time for one more song from you, and maybe you can play for us Keep Holding On?
Yes, indeed. This is a song that I wrote and sang with Liz Wright, and it's called Keep Holding On. Cold as a frozen river in winter, distant as a rain cloud in the sky, sad as a siren song, soft as the morning dawn, mixing up right and wrong. Can you tell me why I keep holding on? I keep holding on. Caught up in the promise of salvation, searching for perfection in your eyes. First you tell me I should stay, but every day is judgment day, another chance to go astray. Can you tell me why I keep holding on? Everything is changing, I can feel it in my bones. It's a constant rearranging, like a river where it flows, like the mystery of love, so slow and strong. Keeps me holding on. Keeps me holding on. I'm holding on.
Raul Midon, the new album is called Don't Hesitate. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
And Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.